Welcome to the day's play on AFL Nation from the MCG. It was a thriller. Twilight footy on a Saturday afternoon. The Cats getting the job done. 13-11-89 to 13-8-86. Matthew Cox, Jordan Kanellis and Daisy Pearce were a part of the team. Geordie, it was a fascinating encounter tonight. Momentum swings here, there and everywhere. The Cats got out to 35 points at one stage in the second term. The Tigers then wrestled back the lead late in the third. And it was kick for kick in the final term.
Three lead changes in the last quarter. Maurice Rioli, we thought, had won the game for the Tigers when he took a lovely mark and kicked the set shot. And then Jack Henry one-upped him and took a screamer at the top of the goal square in the pack and then scored the winning goal for Geelong. But what an unbelievable game it was for the Cats.
Here's how the team called the best moments on AFL Nation. Quick snap around the body going land in the square. Blitzarves takes the mark. As Blitzarves comes in, curls it around beautifully. Now Hawkins found Henry running past from just inside 50, directly in front, over the top of the goal umpire's hat. To Bolton, who takes a bounce, running towards 50, takes a second, short pass to Maurice Rioli. He knows he has space and guides it through at the punt road end.
Past the 500 goal milestone a few games ago, 200 games today, left foot kick right down the middle from Jeremy Cameron.
High ball going to land in the goal square and Lynch claims the mark. From point blank range, he comes in. And salutes.
Close linking up with Atkins. Gives it back to Close, who runs through to the 50. Stengel's ghosted in around the back. The kick just fell short. He has to play on. Gets back up. Left foot kick around the body. Has rolled through. Tyson Stengel squeezes it in.
Of Stengel just inside 50 from 45 metres out. Curls it around. Brilliant goal from Tyson Stengel for his second.
Cameron from the set shot, straight in front, spears it down the middle. Myers skips in, swings out to his right boot, brings it back and converts Geelong's seventh.
He now goes inside attacking 50 and finds Dusty Martin up against the boundary line in front of the members. Dustin Martin comes in and has judged that beautifully.
Baker delivers inside 50 for Bolton, who snared it. In the left forward pocket, he pushed O'Connor under it, turns around and scores. Isaac Smith strolls in, left foot kick, has great penetration on it. Isaac Smith puts it right down the middle.
From Stewart, thumped it into the path of Cam Guthrie, who on hands and knees found Tui. They're under the pump. Stewart fed it straight to Edwards, who dribbles it through for a goal.
Currently 13 points the margin. Lynch from the boundary. Right foot kick is on its way. Just left of true centre half forward. Little sidestep, skip in. Set sail on the right boots. It'll go all the way home for Zach Tui,
who goes inside attacking 50 with a kick. Bolton flies and claims the mark. Still from around 45 out. This time he doesn't hit the woodwork. Instead he scores his second.
Olajajni has it. Oh, his kick's a bit heavy. He's left too much out there. Ralph Smith picks it off. Hugo Ralph Smith, right foot kick around the body. The Tigers are in front. For the first time tonight, the Tigers lead. Gives it a good fling from 50. Sets it to the line. The mark has been taken by Tom Lynch. Standing about 3 metres next to the behind post. Gets the open angle. Right foot kick. Tom Lynch has three.
As Stengel comes in directly in front from 45 metres out. It's the one the Cats needed. He's kicked three. O'Connor gathers this time. Feeds it to Close, who can run around, snap and score for the Cats.
Stengel's the one there. He takes the mark straight in front. He's got options over the top. It's Cameron in his 200th. Geelong back in front.
And sends it back inside 50. Maurice Rioli Jr. takes the mark. Kicked one in the first term. Add this one to the list. And the Tigers are back in front by 3 points at the MCG.
Stengel sprints onto it, swivels around, casts it high to full forward. Henry takes the mark. He's plucked it from the evening sky. He has 1-1 for the night. Jack Henry for the Cats to lead, strikes it. Geelong in front again.
He's played predominantly forward all afternoon in his return. It's thrown in. The siren sounds. The Cats hold on for victory at the MCG. 13-11-89. They defeat the Tigers 13-8-86.
We are Geelong, the greatest team of all. We are Geelong, we're always on the ball. We play the game as it should be played.
Even spread of goal kickers among both sides. Jeremy Cameron in his 200th game kicked three goals in the winning team. Tyson Stengel had three goals as well, while Jack Henry, the match winner, had two. For the Tigers, Shai Bolton had three goals too. Tom Lynch had three goals. The major possession getters on the ground, Tom Stewart, who was receiving a chorus of boos throughout the game from Tigers fans, but he topped the stats sheet with 29 possessions. Here's how our AFL Nation expert, Daisy Pearce, broke down today's game.
It's hard to decide. I've got about seven players written down on my list, but ended up going with one vote to Liam Baker, two votes Tyson Stengel, and three votes Tom Stewart. He was tremendous down there, not just intercepting the play, but the way he gets Geelong going back the other way with some of his bullet passing was so important today.
I wonder how Tigers fans will react to that 3-2-1.
Yeah, well, it's three votes to his tally before he has a bit of a rest, I think. So chalk up the numbers before he has a spell.
That's been the day's play from the MCG. The Cats getting over the line, 13-11-89 to the Tigers, 13-8-86. The Cats solidifying themselves, at least for now, in the top four, but have certainly done their credentials. Well, they've given them a boost heading towards September, certainly as a contender. While the Tigers, they'll be left to rue an opportunity tonight where they could have staked their claim for where they sit in 2022. Be listening all weekend to AFL Nation as we call every match as part of Round 15.